This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's now 7 after the hour, another hour of conversation at your behest, or for, is it, what's the right phrase? Is it at your behest or for your behest? What do you think, ladies?
Never heard of for your behest.
At.
Yeah. At your behest. Okay, good. Yeah. Thank you, Professor Horn there. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner here as we go through another episodic adventure of time well spent. I hope that's how you look at this, otherwise why would you be here? It seems like yesterday when we were, you know, thinking about, I was into things that have to be planted and done on the farm. I was thinking about how much we got done last year, and it seems like only yesterday, really. And I know it sounds kind of corny, but when you figure how time flies now, and you can even apply that to the entire history of mankind. You know, when you think about how old the planet is and how old the universe is, well, back in the time when humans were wearing fig leaves wasn't really that long ago in, you know, in sort of the light of eternity. And then you think, okay, so what do we get ourselves all wrinkled up about so much? Some of the silliest things that we do, things that upset us, things that make us angry, things that we spend our time on, you know, it just seems kind of silly. I just bring it up because that's on top of my mind. I'm also... I'm sure the people in California find this to be on the top of their mind. Jennifer, I see that Arnold has been talking to Caitlyn Jenner, and in fact he said on Jimmy Kimmel that about everybody who's running has called him, and he had some interesting advice. So how is that playing with the locals, not only in L.A., but around the state?
Right, Arnold. Well, the big news this week is that the people, the organizers behind the Recall Gavin Newsom movement to achieve their goal, the certification process is complete. They had 100,000 more signatures than they needed to trigger a recall election on Gavin Newsom. Now, there is a 30-day period where people can change their mind, pull their names off of the ballots, but most people believe that that's probably not going to happen and that we are headed for a recall, which is probably going to happen around November the 2nd. But maybe most notably last week, as this looked more and more likely, Caitlyn Jenner jumped into the race for governor. And so Arnold said that he believes she has a chance to become the next governor of California.
Does she really? Really, truly?
Maybe. Look,
really?
It's California, so I think is a chance.
Okay. Enough said.
Think there are going to be people who are, you know, have more conservative social ideals that may have problems voting for her. But as far as Republicans go, everybody that I've talked to is like, let's see what she stands for and let's see what, you know, how she fares against Gavin Newsom. I feel like conservatives in the state are very open-minded as to who could be the person that would knock Gavin Newsom out. And he said all along he doesn't want to run against a celebrity. Now, I think there's going to be a few other people that...
What does that mean? Yeah.
Gavin, he doesn't want to run against a celebrity because he knows what sells in California. For instance, Gray Davis got knocked out by Arnold Schwarzenegger. So I think Newsom's biggest fear is running against somebody that people know. It's really easy to go against someone like John Cox, who he went against the last time. Nobody knows. It's a big businessman.
Yeah.
Right. He has spent a ton of money.
Don't you think Arnold has so much more
him.
Appeal, though, universally, than Caitlyn Jenner does?
Well,
my question. That's a good question, Victoria.
I think the reason that Arnold does is because he was... See, here's the thing what people forget in California. Latinos rule the day. So whoever wins over the Latino vote in California... And by the way, it's gotten more complicated because Latinos have actually become more conservative. President Trump was able to expand the umbrella of people who... brown people who would consider voting for Republican. And so... Is he going to appeal to that group? I mean, is she going to appeal to that group because she's transgender? I mean, that's going to be the question. Are they going to be able to accept that? And it's a reality. It's something that, you know, maybe people think, oh, we should all just be able to accept it. But the question is, will certain groups be able to do that?
And so here's my
Arnold was very acceptable because he was machismo guy, you know. Everybody,
yeah, he was.
Action
right.
star.
And he was easy to look at. I find it when I look at Caitlyn Jenner, I find it distressing, distractful. I don't think that all of the pieces that were put together to change her appearance have worked. I just find it.
Isn't that funny? I think she's way more attractive as a she than she was as a he.
Totally.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing. I mean, it's weird because you go, oh my God. Well, but also, in your mind, you're like, oh my God, that's Bruce Jenner. And so that's weird. But
if Caitlyn Jenner had not been Bruce Jenner, and if Bruce Jenner wasn't on the Wheaties box and wasn't an Olympic athlete and was in everyone's home for so long, I think you would look at Caitlyn now and think, okay, that's someone who transitioned, you know, in their late 60s. And, you know, I don't think that there would be as much judgment. But
is she that old?
She looks like Julianne Moore, I think. I don't know. I think he, as Bruce Jenner, he's a weirdo. Yeah. He would, like, paint his pinky to fingernail, and he had the weird hair. And, like, I don't know. His hair always looked like it was the ponytail attached to a cap.
Like a mop.
Yeah.
All right, as long as we're in California, massive dumping site off the coast of Catalina Island, 25,000 barrels of DDT. Good God. How and who got away with that? And then why are they just finding this? Been there for a while, apparently, right?
They've been searching for this for a long time. Mm-hmm. The DDT dumping, that there was an environmental act, I think, I want to say 1972 or something like that. So you haven't been able to dump DDT legally since the 70s, but they've been looking for this. They knew, and Jen, this is right off of the coast here where you live.
Yeah, just south of L.A. proper.
Yeah.
Island, 26 miles across the sea. Remember that old song?
They knew that there was something going on because they've been seeing dolphins, bottlenose dolphins. They have been testing them, and they've been, they found that the chemicals, the DDT and other chemicals were in their blubber. So they knew that something was going on in that area.
How's it affected their life cycle and their life?
Well, they're dead. They're all dead. So we know that DDT is incredibly harmful to humans, and it has a multi-generational effect. Like, if you're an adult and you're exposed to DDT, you can actually pass that on.
Yeah, where did it come from?
We don't
know.
Who
dumped this thing?
They don't know.
Well, somebody must know. Where would it likely have come from? They just discovered
the dumping site, so they don't know yet where it came from. They've been searching for this for years. This was a huge discovery.
And it's 25,000 barrels that they found. I mean, it's just crazy.
Mm-hmm. Somebody should go to jail for the rest of their lives. They find out who it is who did this.
Good luck. I hope they
ran the company. But if they pull the barrels up, unless they're in plastic barrels, if they're in metal 55-gallon drums, they would long ago disintegrated. Because they
that was part of the problem, I think, because they are in metal,
But
they had to use all kinds of sonar technology. They've had to scan the ocean floor. I mean, this was a massive, multi-year exploration to find this because they knew it was somewhere, but they just, you know, this was like finding a sunken ship. This is like buried treasure, except it's horrible.
And they don't know if every single one of them contained the DDT yet, but you know, now you have to do the forensic testing to see what's really down there.
14 after the hour on the DJV program, I'm going to get on to a new toot with you in just a moment. So if you'd like to know what my latest toot is, you should hang around for a couple of minutes.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead. With live face-to-face instruction, either in-center or online, there's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer. And there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Okay, so we started with this earlier this week, and I'm now going to start banging the drum for what the CDC is carrying after the MIT survey, which, interestingly enough, off the air, Victoria and I were talking about this. This study was done last fall. So I want to know, she wants to know, we all want to know, why it has taken this long for this survey, not survey, but this study, to surface. Basically, the gist of this study is that vaccinated people can be maskless. You don't need a mask. It doesn't, staying in big crowds or distancing, all of that stuff, has been a ruse, it would appear.
Well, that's actually not true, and I think that we should clarify that. I read through the whole MIT study here, and it came out last July, and the thing about it is that a lot of people who are anti-maskers took this and conveniently twisted the headlines, so much so that the two co-authors...
I'm not an anti-masker, and I'm looking at it.
No, but let me just finish, because this is important. The two co-authors actually had to issue a statement saying, quote, "We would like to clarify the scientific findings of our study, which have been mischaracterized by some on social media and in the news." The statement also says that the value of social distancing in limiting COVID-19 transmission by respiratory jets is made clear in the last section of our paper. But the study, though, is important because a lot of people are buzzing about it now. So what the study actually says is that staying 6 feet apart alone is not enough. They stress that wearing face masks, limiting room capacity, and circulation and filtering the air indoors are also equally as important as social distancing. That's what the actual study says. A lot of people are twisting this and saying that it means no one needs to social distance, no one needs to wear a mask. That's totally not what this study says.
Okay.
This is a classic case of people reading a headline and twisting
it. And this is now. And the interpretation, if you will, of it, moving it forward, fast-forwarding to
April... Well, this
April
is before a vaccine existed.
...of 2021.
So yes.
Right. So you apply that to, excuse me, the vaccine, and you find that the continuing focus, like the airlines, are not going to be able to make people wear masks. They're just not anymore. And a lot of this other stuff that's going on, the business about 3 feet, Fauci said 3 months ago that all you need is 3 feet and not 6 feet. There's been so much up and down.
Well, the reason for that, and this paper also clarifies, the reason that you want 3 or 6 feet or whatever it is, that distance, those are for to prevent the large respiratory droplets that come from talking and spitting and projecting. Those, you can also transmit the virus. So that's that. There's a difference between the microscopic, the droplets that we've originally heard about. Those aerosolized droplets that can float 28 feet in the air. But the reason you want the social distancing, according to this MIT paper, is because those larger droplets that come from spit, that if that lands on you and dissipates, you can get the virus that way. So now the CDC has reduced it from 6 feet to 3 feet for children in school. But yes, if you're vaccinated, it's kind of, you don't really need
all
to do a
does,
whole lot anymore.
What this points to in my mind is that a lot of this stuff has been overdone, and some of it has worked and some of it hasn't. What works the best is to get vaccinated.
Right,
in my mind,
exactly.
That's the way I read into all of these things.
Yes.
That even though there is some, we were just talking about headaches that you get after you have the Pfizer vaccine and things like that. But my gut tells me,
I feel like I'm hungover still, but I can hang. I can handle that if I get to hug my parents. You know?
Exactly. And I just spent the weekend hugging my kids and my family, so I'm all set. Thanks very much. Thanks to the vaccine. 21 after the hour.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's 23 after the hour now, and that is trending time here on the DJV program with Jay Kirshner monitoring all of our social media at DJV Show, facebook.com/DJV Show. Help yourself. Lots of comments. I like to look at the various posts, actually the Facebook posts, I find interesting because I get there easily. The Burning Man organization. I don't know that this rings a bell with me, but it rings a bell probably with the three of you.
Didn't
right?
Jen want you to go to Burning Man? I feel like I remember Jen saying that you would actually enjoy Burning Man.
I don't know. I don't know if I think he'd enjoy it, but I think after he talked about his trip to wherever he was, where he was taking hallucinogenic
Peru,
drugs, I said,
right.
did you think you were at Burning Man, maybe? I don't think I'd recommend this for Doug, no.
No, because it's all full of all kinds. It's out in the desert, right? And all kinds of strange, druggy things
gross.
Go on.
Yeah, you would not like it.
All right, so it's canceled. Yeah,
I would imagine.
It's not family friendly.
Mm-hmm. All right, next up, who's cheating on Khloe Kardashian again?
Same guy, Tristan Thompson. He's been accused. An Instagram model was doing a podcast episode, and she was talking about something else, but it kind of circled around to Tristan Thompson and how she had met him kind of in the fall, last saw him a couple days after his daughter's with Khloe Kardashian, her birthday, which is April 12th. Nobody in Tristan's camp has commented on the story or not. The Instagram model has said that she asked him numerous times, "Are you single?" And he said, "Yes." So that's according to her. This is
what a shock. She cheated again.
Yeah, this is like the third time.
So why does she hang around with him? What's wrong with her?
Khloe must suffer from low self-esteem. She's really altered her appearance a lot lately, and she's got this gigantic engagement ring from him, and I don't know, and he's now on the Celtics, so I know you don't really follow basketball, but you're probably, if you looked around in the local news in Boston, he's probably featured a lot.
In Boston.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I think a lot of people who are Khloe fans wish that she would just move on from this guy, but she's got a kid with him, and apparently she wants to have another kid with him. It's a mess.
Brilliant. All right, speaking about children, apparently we were just talking about Caitlyn Jenner running for governor in California. Apparently not all of her family thinks it's a good idea. Is that true?
Yeah, reports of her sons being embarrassed by her running, thinking she's underqualified. A source close to Caitlyn says that her sons have never communicated to her that they think she's unqualified.
What are her sons qualified to do? That's what I would like to know.
Well, and the one that they did say come forward with the most issue was her son, Bert, who was more so about security and that she might be putting herself in a dangerous situation.
All right. So then what about the trans, the whole deal, the trans, did the sons, were they embarrassed by that or were they supportive of him becoming her?
It seems like all of her children, including her stepchildren, have been very supportive of her transitioning.
Yeah. Really? Okay.
Because if they're not supportive about it, then they get canceled, right? I mean, they have to be supportive about it. But I think Kendall and Kylie have been pretty outspoken about the fact that it's weird for them.
Right.
And, of course, they had a dad. Now they don't anymore.
Well, they still call her dad, but yeah. I mean,
they do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's got to be tough for kids, right?
As far as I'm concerned, this is the biggest trending story of the week, perhaps the year. The buffets are coming back to Las Vegas. All right, so all must be well now.
Buffets are back at Whole Foods, too, I think.
No, I haven't done mine here.
Oh, my friend down in Bethesda, Maryland, said she sent me a picture that the buffet was back at Whole Foods.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
It was big for her, I guess.
So is this a good reason to jump on a plane and go to Sin City? What do you think, Jay?
I mean, if you like buffets, why not? John Taffer of Bar Rescue has said that his new season is mainly going to be focused on Sin City and the Strip. You know, it's going to be okay. The Roaring Twenties are coming, he says. And
what does that mean?
Buffets coming back. The Roaring Twenties.
Like the Roaring Twenties from 100 years ago? That we're into the 20s now is the same kind of thing. I think a lot of people are trying to equate.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. It's going to be a lot of people are doing that. Yeah,
Post-pandemic, yeah.
Right. All right. A lot of people listening to the DJV program, and pretty obvious why, huh? 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Missing pets. Nothing could be more worrisome or devastating to a pet guardian to come home and find out their pet is missing. Listen to these statistics, folks. Approximately 5 to 10 million pets are lost every year, and less than half are returned. But pet guardians can take a number of steps to give their pets the best chance of finding their way home. First of all, provide your pet with a proper ID and a microchip. And as soon as you notice your pet is missing, immediately start searching right away. Don't say, well, I'll go tomorrow, I'll go in an hour. Look right away. Advertise, offer reward. And this is important. Physically go to your shelter and shelters surrounding your neighborhood consistently. The volunteer you spoke to on Monday might not be there on Tuesday, and you don't want the opportunity of your dog to be adopted to someone else or even worse, euthanized to take place. So make sure when you lose your pet, you check right away, go to the shelters, contact the policeman, and check with the mailman. They know every nook and cranny in the neighborhood. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
All right, is that a Q2 or Q3 expense?
Dwayne, CPA, went MIA.
No.
To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Johnny, have you ever heard of a fungible good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden, in his first address to a joint session of Congress Wednesday night, laid out his vision for America.
We get 100 million COVID-19 vaccine shots into people's arms in 100 days. We will have provided over 220 million COVID shots in those 100 days.
In a GOP reply, Senator Tim Scott said the Biden administration is taking way too long to open the nation back up.
Our public schools should have reopened months ago. Other countries did. Private and religious schools did. Science has shown for months that schools are safe. But too often, powerful grown-ups set science aside, and kids like me were left behind.
Senator Scott, the Republican from South Carolina, claimed President Biden has broken his promise to seek to unify the country and slam Democrats' policymaking. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers.
Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Counterfeit vaccine cards. Why is this a problem? Tim Bird from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
As Americans continue to be vaccinated, the fight against fake vaccination cards continues. 42 bipartisan attorneys generals across the country are raising concerns about the public health risks associated with fraudulent cards. North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein says these fake vaccine cards are a huge issue.
This is incredibly problematic because it will damage people's health. More people will get the virus, pass it on to others if there is widespread use of fake vaccine cards.
The Democrat also telling ABC's Good Morning America that sites like OfferUp and eBay are working with him and other attorneys generals to prevent fraudulent or blank COVID-19 cards from being sold.
We've heard back from the four we contacted. They all indicated they want to cooperate and rid their websites of these cards.
COVID-19 vaccines are free to consumers and vaccination providers because the federal government paid manufacturers to produce and deliver vaccines. Now that NASA's Ingenuity Mars helicopter has accomplished the goal of achieving powered controlled flight of an aircraft on the Red Planet, and with the data from its most recent test flight, the project has met or surpassed all of its technical objectives. The Ingenuity Mars helicopter was built by the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Very nice. Again, we're back with you on the DJV program. Doug Jen, Victoria, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keenan, and Jay Kirshner with the wild card in this half hour, being whether they will, the cogitation, the consideration as people make their plans to go to the beach or whatever for the summer, go to the mountains, are you going to be able to get there? Well, you may have to ride a bike.
A bicycle built for 12? Yeah.
Yes, right, exactly.
Take your whole family, yeah. Well, that is true. And millions of people, of course, are, you know, as we know, we've all been sort of stuck at home. And now with the summer and vaccines happening more and more and the summer coming, a lot of people are planning road trips, except good luck finding gas. And the reason for that, there is no shortage of crude oil or gasoline. It's actually a shortage of tanker truck drivers that are needed to deliver the gas to stations. Those are in short supply. According to the National Tank Truck Carriers Association, the industry's... It's the industry's trade group. Somewhere between 20 to 25% of tank trucks in the fleet are parked heading into the summer because they just don't have enough qualified drivers. And so at this point in 2019, only 10% of those trucks were sitting idle for the same reason. It's now up to 25%. So they're dealing with, they've been dealing with a shortage of drivers for a while. Now it's grown exponentially, they say. So It's a good time. Right. If you've ever wanted to be a tank truck driver, now is the time, because you will definitely get a job. And gasoline demand is growing now, as you know, as people are out on the road more and planning to, you know, hit up an Airbnb, and which is also, Airbnbs are getting booked up for the whole summer in advance, so it's great business for people who own Airbnbs. But it's going to be tough to actually maybe make it to the Airbnb.
Well, here's the real story behind that. The essence of what we're doing is we're basically eating our young. We're destroying ourselves from within, because we've made it so easy for people to get money not doing anything that it's more profitable. You can't go up and down the street in my community without seeing help wanted signs on every kind of business establishment you can imagine. The flower shop, the beer garden, the drugstore, help wanted signs up all over the place.
It's the same thing in L.A. People can't get waiters and servers.
Yep. Because we've made it so easy for people. What are we thinking? In this circumstance where we're all running around, some people deserve the money. Some people, as usual, have abused the system.
But
this administration not doing a good job of monitoring where all this money is going.
Some people don't deserve it. Some people do, and some people don't. But I live in a tourist village, and so we have a lot of restaurants here, and, you know, living here, we became friendly with a lot of the servers and bartenders, and almost all of them are gone. And when we've asked where everybody has gone, they've taken other jobs. They've moved on to other things, because when the restaurant industry kind of came to a grinding halt, they moved on to other things. Our favorite bartender now sells cars. And so that's a booming
business,
as we know.
At the moment,
he's a car salesman now.
Cars.
He's making a lot of money, and he's making more than he was making as a bartender. So
the
it's
average
not just
car salesperson
sitting at home.
The average car salesperson who's good makes about $120,000 a year.
Well, if you think about the crossover, the personality of a bartender, a good bartender is a salesperson.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
So it makes sense.
Yep.
But in the tank truck thing, the drivers, one of the heads of this industry group said that when the pandemic happened, obviously the need for gas plummeted and no one was driving anywhere. So they had to, in order to keep their drivers busy, they were even hauling boxes for Amazon, which was another business that boomed. And now a lot of the drivers didn't want to do the safety protocols. So they're saying that they're also working with an aging workforce. A lot of people, a lot of tank truck drivers decided to take an early retirement.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of factors. It's not just that they were lazy
it's
and sitting at home accepting government money.
Either. I will tell you, as somebody involved in the farming industry, moving equipment around has become very expensive and very difficult. Earlier this year, I bought a few things at an auction, two or three auctions, and trying to get them delivered here to me has been a gigantic. I would never do this again. I'll never buy things at an auction far enough away so that I can't control how they used to be able to get it. It was easy. But now, good heavens. It's like everything else. And again, we've fallen upon our own sword, if you will, by making it so easy and spending so much money, just throwing money around to try to keep things going without discerning where it's going and who needs it and who doesn't need it. So something to think about. Also, if you're planning on going to the beach this summer, you may want to get a tick collar like you've given your dog, because the ticks that have normally been in the woods. I've already had two or three ticks I've pulled off of my skin this season because they're all over the farm. They're all over. They're on in the fields and stuff, working on the fences.
But the big ones are okay. The ones that you can pull off yourself are all
right.
The tiny ones.
Little ones.
Deer ticks,
those little, like,
scary
ones.
And apparently these ticks are now pretty abundant in beaches. They've been found in California, for example, but you look around. If it's in California, sooner or later it's going to get somewhere else. And some of these ticks cause Lyme disease, which is no walk in the park. I'll tell you from experience, it is very unpleasant. Your dog, you don't want the dog to get Lyme disease. But I don't really know what you do about these ticks. As you've described them, they're hard to see. It's not unless you burn down the habitat that they're in. And I'm not even sure that works, because they're like cockroaches. They survive almost anything except a really cold winter. when they're in a climate where there is cold, everything freezes. Really, if you have a good hard freeze, the ticks are much less plentiful. But have you ever been to the beach in California, Jennifer, and gotten a tick bite? I don't know that I ever thought about
it. I was thinking it was an East Coast problem until you said they were in the beaches here, but
yeah
Northern California.
Usually it's not a big problem.
Yeah. Well, I think the real lesson is that they're not in the sand and they're not on the actual beach, but you can get them if you walk through dunes. So like if you're down in North Carolina
or grass in the dunes, if you're walking
through that grass where the deer would graze. Be very, very careful walking through that. I mean, you really shouldn't. You just stay away from that and stick to the sand and you'll be okay. But any type of like wooded, you know, woodland area that runs into a beach, that's where you have to really be careful.
All right. Well, the clouds are not cloudy. The skies are not cloudy all day. You probably don't remember. See what I
Home on the range?
Home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play.
Oh, okay, got it.
Where seldom is heard a discouraging word.
Yeah, doesn't everyone know that?
Deer was the connection.
Got it, okay.
That's it. All right.
It's like playing Mad Libs.
It's, you got to be thinking. The deadline for Real ID is extended one more time. This is important for travelers wanting to go overseas, especially, but pretty soon you got to have Real ID to get on a plane even around here. I mean, domestically, but the Department of Homeland Security says that they've moved the deadline back to 2 years from now. It had been October of last year, so why are they extending it another 2 years?
Because all the DMVs were shut down during the pandemic, and a lot of states were reporting that they have such a backlog of people wanting. I mean, I hate to say this, but I haven't even changed my license to New Jersey from New York, and I've lived here for 2.5 years.
Why bother?
So I'm one of the problem.
People put too much stake.
But I do
that.
Need to get a real ID. I don't have one.
Right, that you need.
Yeah.
And what was the cause of when this started 3 or 4 years ago? The idea of having a real ID.
This started with 9/11.
Yeah.
This is from
9/11. Did it go back that far? I didn't know
that
went back that far.
This was the 9/11 commission. And so they gave people 20 years in order to have DMVs update this.
Mm-hmm.
And this is still an issue. I think only like 40% of Americans have a real ID. Maybe even less.
I got one. You don't have one. Who's got one here?
I don't.
Jay, you got one?
No, I don't.
No. Jennifer?
Nope. 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 Nope.
I guess I'm the only one shining then.
So 25% of the show has one.
Well, you have to go to the DMV to get it, and you
yeah.
don't need it if you have
such
a passport. So why would you get it?
Yeah. I don't know.
Just my passport ran out. I just applied. I didn't realize that it ran out because I'm going to go later on this year on a couple of trips. And I was thinking, because I went to China in 2010, and that's when I got my passport that I have currently. And it ran out because they go for 10 years. It ran out in 2020. And I hadn't used it, and so I was looking at it, and I thought, oh, wow. And it is almost a bad word. It really is a pain in the neck. It's like everything else. It's become so complicated to do all of this stuff. You need.
It's expensive.
It's expensive, $140 for me, and I'm not even off of the, you know.
I had to pay $300 to get mine the last time because I didn't realize that it was
about
to expire.
Why are we paying taxes? If we have to pay separately for everything, you got to drive on roads and you got to pay tolls. If you are, you know, you want to go to the library to rent a book, if you bring it back late, you have to pay a fee or fine. You have to pay a fee to register your car. It's fines and fees everywhere. It's just another form of taxation. At what point do we get to I'm getting to the point where I've about had it up to here. And, you know, now they're
talking.
You're
not going to take it anymore.
Biden's. No, I don't want to take it. I'm going to, you know, I've been pretty legit in how I paid my taxes, but they just keep going up and up and up. And for what? Why are we paying all this money for the basic incapacity of the government to run itself well? And then you look, especially as a farmer, looking at how the basic structure of farming changed. Because all the money that was supposed to go to farmers to help them out during the pandemic has gone to people that didn't deserve it, not even farmers. And that really sticks in the craw of a lot of people, and so it should. You know, Biden's not reading the tea leaves particularly well. And I don't see that there's a lot of structure. I know all the progressives think taxing all the rich, you know, whoever the rich are, is the greatest salve in the world to fix all of our problems. But it doesn't, that's ridiculous. And the more people realize how much money is wasted by this has been, I can remember talking about this. The first year I ever did a talk radio program was 1974. I can remember talking about it then and people who were avoiding paying taxes because of all of this. And basically they were beaten down by judges in the government, even though it is clearly income taxes are clearly illegal according to the Constitution. But because they need the money, you know, judges say, well, we're going to go along with it. They find some way to legitimize it. And so here we are.
I don't think we visualize it anymore. You know, I always think back to Rich McFadden, who would always say, he used to be a part of the show, that would always say, if we had to write a check to the government with every paycheck we receive, every single week or every other week, people would wake up. I mean, think about what we're hearing out of the Biden administration. Now, this the third ask for another $3 trillion.
Yeah.
I mean, people don't know
where's
what that
money
is. I mean, I can't visualize $1 trillion.
Yeah, it's play money.
When it gets to be that many zeros, people don't seem to know what that looks like or how we pay for it. And the answer is we don't pay for it. We never do. We either print more money, cause inflation, and crash the economy, or we borrow and let China eat our lunch. So, you know, not too great suggestions, not too great answers.
Nope. The DJV Daily Download is something that you can enjoy if you don't listen to the whole program. There are bits and pieces that we save and we put into this podcast. For example, trending today is the download from yesterday, basically, last couple of days. Well, one of the things we were talking about on the download was how the cast members from SNL were whining about Elon Musk becoming the guest host. I thought to myself, what are these people lucky to have a job? Nobody knows who they are anyway. It's not like the old days. They get a lot of nerve, it seems to me. Anyway, also trending, why ABC gave a thumbs down to the Kelsey Grammer and Alec Baldwin sitcom. You can hear this podcast at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
All right, 53 past the hour now. Time for our weekly visit with Warren Eckstein. Actually, that's not really true. Warren appears on the program every day with one of his pet tips. This is, though, our live encounter with Warren. Every week he takes excerpts from the program that he does on the weekend, the pet show, which millions of people listen to. He's got a newsletter in the form of a radio program. It's kind of cool. And he can call and get advice. A lot of people who have, we just spent the last 3 minutes talking about my situation with Daisy and how she was sort of, she was excused from the doggy daycare because she got into an altercation with another female. And Warren has been very good at explaining how that happens and maybe what, well, obviously, Warren, they're going to do what's best for them. And I know you don't like these situations. It happens to be that this daycare facility is on my farm. And not, I do not run it. I have somebody who runs it, and so it's their deal, not mine. I just have them use the space. But under the circumstances, she's had a wonderful time going there for the last couple of years. And whenever now she's in the truck with me, and we go to the farm, we go by where the dogs are, she gets really upset. And she's whining, and she's been depressed since this occurred last week. And so you were giving me some great advice about how to expose her to other dogs, and she's been exposed to other dogs.
Here's the most important thing, okay? A lot of people don't understand this. Understanding your dog's behavior is critical. It's the most common reason that dogs wind up at shelters. The average adopted dog, percentage-wise, is in 5 or 6 homes by the time they're 1 year old.
Whew.
Okay? Wow. So there's relocation, it's poor behavior. We know Daisy's background. So here's what I'm saying. If you go to a doctor and the doctor can't resolve the issue, he'll send you to a specialist. He's not going to say, forget about it, go home, don't do anything. That's what you were told to do. That's not the right thing. Well, if you're involved with dogs.
It's not good for me.
Well, exactly. If you're involved with dogs, and this is your profession, whether you're a dog sitter, whether you run a daycare, whatever it may be, your responsibility is to the animals, and I understand that. If there was a problem with Daisy at the shelter, and it was only, not at the shelter, at this location, it only happened one time, then what they should have done is they said, you know what, Doug, maybe have a behaviorist come in and work with you, maybe bring the dog here after hours when it's nice and calm, but we can resolve the issue rather than just say, you know what, the dog had a negative experience, send them home. If it wasn't you, someone else might have taken Daisy, put Daisy in a shelter, and with Daisy's background, you know what would have happened. So that's what drives me crazy. Make sure that whoever you leave your responsibility, whoever you act responsible for your dog or your cat, make sure you look at them as you would look at a pediatrician for your child. I'm tired of dealing with the abuse I deal with. I would say 85% of the phone calls I get on my radio show are people that have adopted dogs that round up at shelter for reasons that are easily resolved, but the people that told them to bring the dog to the shelter had no idea how to resolve them. Too many people giving too much advice out there that doesn't resolve problems. Listen, ego aside, I've trained over 40,000 dogs. Are they all Rin Tin Tin? Are they all Lassie? Absolutely not. But you know what? They all poop outside, pee outside, and respond positively to the people they live with. That's what it's all about. And I think what happened at this place was a big mistake on their part. Number one, if you have dogs separated by a gate or a fence, there should also be a double gate or a double fence there so it's impossible for the dogs to get at each other. That's number one. That's the way a kennel should be set up. That's the way dog parks are set up. We have to go into one gate, close it before you can go into the rest of the area. So I think there was a lot of errors made here. Now, Daisy's going to take some time. I love Daisy. I met Daisy, and she's an adorable dog. She's going to take some time to decompress. This is another major problem that happened to her. Let's look at her background when she was younger at a puppy mill. Then she comes to Doug, and she lives with Doug. It's the adventure. It's like Alice in Wonderland. She loves it, but then she has a negative experience there, and she can't go back there anymore. All of that weighs on her. So give her some time to decompress. Understand, you know, it's not just a dog. It's a living thing with a personality, emotions, and feelings, just like you or just like me, and she will come around. I have literally worked with dogs that have shown so much aggression towards other dogs, it's taken me 6 months to a year to resolve it. But the bottom line is, it can be resolved.
All right.
That's good to know.
All right, thank you. International Guide Dog Day. The guide dogs that provide opportunities for a lot of social interaction. This is something that's growing more and more important, isn't it, when you get right down to it?
Yeah, you know, guide dogs and dogs for all different challenges. You know, years ago, it was only guide dogs. And I did some of the first training in this country for dogs to determine whether a person was going to have a seizure. That the first dog trained for epileptic seizures was trained by me, as a matter of fact, in Massachusetts, outside of Boston. So, yeah, it's an amazing thing. And it's really good that these dogs get honored. And I think people should really find out more about these guide dogs and hearing aid dogs and just other dogs. And just so you know, coming up, let me just get this out here, coming up is going to be, when is it going to be? Oh, I'll have to tell you next week. Anyway, all special right. day coming up for dogs helping handicapped people.
Guide Dogs of America is the organization you can check out there. It's 59 pounds.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.